Yeah, so this is a potato work, and I think most of you know that potato is a vegetable. Sometimes we cross roads. I go to agronomy, American Society of Agronomy, put potato there, come to vegetable crops and do potato. But well, potato is a vegetable crop. And it's a row crop as well. So we are enjoying the best of two worlds, both the horticulture and the agronomy. Yeah. Yeah, this piece of work, which is the use of single-line source irrigation technique for deficit irrigation in potatoes. This is a small piece of my graduate student's work. He is, as you can see, Abdul Samad Bakar. And I'm here to present the piece of work that we are doing together. As a background information, irrigation water is applied, which we apply is equivalent to ET replacement. And as you know, when we say ET replacement, it means the amount of crop water use. So we apply the irrigation depending on how much a crop have used previously, so that the crop can have how much it needs. So anytime we do irrigation application, we are applying the equivalent to ET replacement. Fortunately, in potatoes, we have different cultivars, a lot of cultivars of potatoes. And so ET is estimated for a wide range of potato cultivars. So for the russets, the reds, the specialties, yellow flesh, these are all different cultivars. But then we put all russets together and we say the ET for russets is so much. You see, that leads to a point whereby some varieties may be over-irrigated. That's the problem. And it's happening. And our question is, does over-irrigation of some of these varieties result in yield reduction? Does it impact quality? And quite apart from that, the cost of irrigation water is increasing in Colorado. As you know, Colorado is desert, and the water table is depleting. The aquifers are going down. It's not recharging. Now, water is becoming expensive, especially irrigation water. Therefore, it's time now for us to look at cultivar-specific water use. Can we now begin to delineate and see which varieties or cultivars can use less water? And so we don't have just to generally give ET for all cultivars within a particular group. And so we are trying to look at what we call water use efficiency or cultivar-specific water use in potatoes. And we have studied this project for the past 5 years. Look at different varieties, and this one we are going to work on. I'm going to talk on three varieties. So, hypothesis. We hypothesize that different potato cultivars will respond differently to reduce irrigation water use. Objectives, three objectives for the sake of this talk. One, evaluate the effect of reduced irrigation water use on potato plant nutrient uptake. Two, evaluate the effect of reduced irrigation water use on green leaf area duration. And then three, evaluate the effect of reduced irrigation water use on tuber bulking, tuber yield, and tuber quality. Some procedures, experimental procedure. Now, in the setup of this study, we deviated from the normal method or conventional method of field layout for irrigation studies, just because the conventional method of laying out field studies for irrigation in potatoes can take a lot of land space and can be very expensive. And so we went into this, where we went to single line source irrigation technique, which can use less land space, we can have, is very convenient to use, and we can have a lot of, accommodate a lot of cultivars. We can look at 4, 5, 6 cultivars at the same time, on the same piece of land, and we have a lot of treatments going in. So we said, let us start looking at single line source irrigation technique to see how we can look at deficit irrigation potatoes. I just wanted to see what is going on, how the single line source study works. Now here you can see, this is the middle line. We have a block of potatoes here, a block of potatoes on your right side. Now this is the solid set irrigation system. When the nozzles are here and they throw the water. Now over here on your left side, there's another line over there with the solid set that throws water this way. On your right, we have another set of liner that also throws water that way. Now, point is, when you shut the middle line off, water only throws from your left down to the right. Water throws from your right to your left. If you open this up, the water throws both ways, and we have uniform irrigation going on. Now, let me show you what's going on here. So here shows on your left side, so here we shut down the middle line. So we have only a single line here that is supplying irrigation water. So as water throws, the first trail rolls, then the maximum ET. We calibrated to see how much water we get for the first 3 rows, how much for the next 3 rows, and how much water, volume of water is applied for the last 3 rows. And so as the water is thrown, the water becomes less and lesser as it gets to the end of the block. So single line source, and then the irrigation, volume of irrigation goes down as the water goes. Showed it the same over here. On your right side, you can see the water going there, and then we have more water here compared to the end. Cultivars used in the study, 3 cultivars. Canela russet, as VN1, Mesa Russet as VN2, and Yukon Gold as VN3 in this study. So when you see VN1, 2, and 3, you know what it means, the 3 varieties that we used. Now, the treatments. We have irrigation plus rainwater. You know, when it rains, you can't control. It adds up to how much you irrigate it. So we have irrigation plus rainwater treatments. For canola russet, we have 100% ET replacement, and total amount of water used that season was 22 inches, irrigation 3. Then we have 18% reduction in ET replacement, which is 82% ET, irrigation 2, and then 45% ET reduction. Very hard on the crop, reducing water much to see what's happening, irrigation 1. Come to Mesa russet, we have 100% ET replacement, and then 10% reduction in ET replacement, and then 35% reduction in ET replacement. Yukon Gold, we have 100%, 70% ET reduction, and 39% ET reduction. Now, here, this deficit irrigation treatments were initiated as 63 days after planting. The idea is, potato as a vegetable crop, very sensitive to water. And so we tried to establish the architecture of the photosynthetic apparatus. We watered the plants initially for the plants to establish, the leaves and everything to establish. Tubers started forming with good tuber set. So by 63 days after planting, when the tubers begin to bulk, that is where the plants need more water or have a need for a lot of water, and that is where the aquifers becomes a problem, a lot of pumping of water. So if we can study and know at this point that we can reduce the water by so much percentage, then we are doing a good job. And so we started deficit irrigation 63 days after planting. Now we had the treatments, each treatment was replicated 4 times. So you have irrigation 1, 2, and 3, and 4 times replication for each treatment. Some data collection. The grad student Barker, after every irrigation, he goes in and then try to record how much water was put on. Now, as you can see, this is the line in irrigation 3. You can see very green. As the water tapers down here, the color has changed a little bit. Means there's water depression. Now, a lot of data was collected, but I'm going to give a few data here. Here we look at volumetric soil water content at 6 inches, not 12 inches. And we have data loggers at various points in the field and reads volumetric water content daily, twice daily, throughout the whole season. Once in a while, he goes in, you know, to make sure everything's working good and put some records down. But then we can download everything at the end of the season and get a volumetric soil water content for each treatment and each plot. We try to collect petrol samples to look at nutrient uptake. We will look at all the nutrient profile, both macro and micronutrients. Liberal index. We try to measure liberal index, see the effects of deficit irrigation on liberal duration. Tuber bulking. Sample tubers at weekly intervals to see how the treatment effects or treatments affect tuber bulking of the various varieties. Let's see some data. For canola russet, very interesting. Nitrate and concentration in petioles. Now, as you depress or as you deprive the plant of water, irrigation one, which is 45% less easy, you see nitrate and uptake being very high compared to the treatments with more water. Liberal duration, not surprising. High water, optimum ET. We have more green leaf area persisting compared to the next, irrigation 2. And irrigation 1, which is less water, we have seen a sense setting very fast. That's not surprising. Come to tuber bulking for canola asset. Definitely, with irrigation 3, we have bulking going faster. But the point in time, when you reduce water by 18%, it catches up with bulking. Irrigation 1, definitely bad. Means the plant was starving with water. This is telling us that we can reduce water by 18% in canola and come out with some good bulking. But let's see the yield. We see that when you reduce irrigation water by 18%, you don't deprive yield. Total yield and marketable yield are almost similar. Let's come to Mesa Russet. Again, we are seeing nitrate and concentration in petioles. Nitrogen uptake high with less irrigation water. When we reduce water by 35%, we are getting nitrate N going up in the petioles uptake. Liberal index. Over here, the leaves, as you can see, senescence have not set in yet, and so we are not seeing the picture very well. However, irrigation 1, as you can see, and 3 have more green leaves compared to irrigation 2. But like I said, if we have waited a little bit for this particular variety, probably we'll see something different. But let's look at tuber bulking. Tuber bulking, as we can see again, irrigation 1, we're having more tuber bulking here. I don't know, probably this cultivar is trying to perpetuate itself. It's sensing that, I'm losing, there's not much moisture for me to survive in life. Let me quickly get some tubers in to survive. However, like I'm saying, probably, if we have waited and took more samples later, the picture will have changed. And that the yield tells us, that at the end of the season, we clearly found out that, no, irrigation 1, when you reduce water by 35%, you can't make anything good here. But then, when you reduce irrigation water by 10%, you can get maximum tuber yield. Telling us that for this variety, over-irrigation can hurt the crop. Total and marketable tuber yield. Over-irrigation means 100% ET in this case, reduce tuber yield. Let's look at Yukon Gold. This story I think is clear now that with depressed irrigation, you have nitrate and uptake in petrol being high compared to that two. We have seen this in all the three varieties. Liberal duration, again, not surprising. With more water, we have more leaf area on the finally senescence in. Tuber bulking, again, Irrigation 3, maximum ET and with 70% reduction in ET, we have bulking going up. Again, over-irrigation is causing problems in this variety as well. Yield, no significant difference between 100% ET and 83% ET. So we can reduce irrigation in this variety as well. In summary, we said that canola rice can maximize tuber yield with 80% less ET replacement water. Two, mesa rice can maximize tuber yield with 10% less ET replacement water in this particular study. Three, Yukon Gold can optimize tuber yield with 70% less ET replacement water. Take-home message, potato cultivars can vary in their requirement for irrigation water. Over-irrigation can impact yield of some potato cultivars. Research is therefore needed on cultivar-specific water use for new potato cultivars. I thank my research crew and graduate students for their tireless efforts during the summer for all the data we collect. Thank you. Any questions? Yes. Yes, I know. No, that's correct, and that is why I presented this data by variety. The reason is that we have the growth stage for varieties are different, and so what happens is that in the beginning, before we started, we tried to let the irrigation go on, solid state go on. And then we try to measure how much water is being given for the 100% ET plots. How much water is given for the next three rows, and how much is given at the taper end. So we have calibrated and known that for this particular variety, 100% ET, we have so much water. Next irrigation two, where it's less water, we have so much. And the last one, which is less water, we have so much. So we have that for each variety before we keep on going the season. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yes. Yeah. We did. Yes. That is correct. As if you know the project. Now, this is a big project. In fact, we have different end rates as well. Optimum and reduced end rate involved in this study. And for the sake of this talk, I didn't bring that in. It is true. So we have 20% reduction in end rate and then optimum end rate incorporated. So this data we are seeing is an average over the nitrogen rates. Yes. Correct. If I did show the end rate in studies, you can see what they're saying is very true. Yes. The water efficiency will be very high. That's true. Yeah. I think someday we'll be talking about yield per unit of water applied, not yield per unit of ground. That is where we are heading towards. Exactly. For this project, it's heading towards that. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. That is what the lady asked, the maturity groups. And so that is why for each variety, we had different ET, 100% ET were different for each variety, the maturity group, correct. Maturity group. And that is why I'm presenting this data by variety, not comparing the different varieties, because the maturity groups are different, correct. I think I'll stop here.